I love the fact that Jesus beat the psychologists to their discoveries by 2 millennia. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, when you talk to psychologists like Martin Seligman, who is a positive psychology guy, who's written a book called Flourish, who's looked at the whole area of resilience, he will say that resilience really comes down to 4 or 5 main factors. The first one is positive emotions, being able to amplify and emphasize things like love and peace and contentment and those kinds of things in our lives, and being able to minimize or at least manage things like anger and bitterness and sadness. The second thing he would say is that resilience is built on strong relationships, good marriages, good family relationships, colleagues, a sense of connection to our community. Fourth one would be a sense of meaning, which I always find interesting. Psychologists will say we have to be part of something bigger than ourselves to have a good, strong life. Got to find it, whether it be a political ideology or something, some sort of community engagement or something that takes you out of yourself. And then the fourth one is a sense of accomplishment. Resilient people can say, I do something well. Jesus touches all of those four points in the Sermon on the Mount. The positive emotions we've talked about. The fact is, he says, blessed are those who mourn. We've got somebody who's going to come and comfort us in our mourning. He talks about dealing with bitterness when he talks about forgiveness, dealing with anger when he talks about reconciliation. He deals with all those aspects of positive emotions, strong relationships, that whole section there on relationships and the four forces that destroy them, and how we can have robust relationships. A sense of meaning. Whenever we pray in the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are connecting ourselves to a big story that's much bigger than us, the story of God, God's kingdom, and what he's doing to bring his dream about on earth. And then the sense of accomplishment. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. I don't know what sense of accomplishment we could have that was greater than that. So absolutely, Jesus beat the psychologists to their discoveries by 2 millennia. I think there's no doubt that the forces of Western culture, some of them are good, but if we focus on the bad ones that are focusing on immediate gratification, and that comes down to everything from the little green button in the hardware store just down the road from me, where if I press it, an assistant has to come and assist me within 60 seconds, otherwise I get my paint free.
Oh, wow.
That kind of thing. We've got high-speed lanes, we've got fast food stores, we've got express lanes at the supermarket and express lanes on the highway. We want things to happen quickly and fast and right now, and we are the king because the customer always is right. And all of that, I think, no doubt, puts us in a position where we expect life to happen on our terms when we want. No doubt that would chip away at any sense of resilience because life is not like that. And very soon we find that life is not like that, and we don't actually have the capacity, the resources to be able to then deal with it as a result. Look at some of the people that are living right now in developing countries. Look at those people in Syria right now. All of those capacities they're going to be building as a result of the horrendous challenges they're going through. But they haven't had quite the same Disney discipleship, I sometimes call it, where we're expecting that our lives will become so perfect, and always the prince will always come through in the end. Everything will always work out. There'll always be a bow at the end, and there will be a lovely gift waiting for us, and be perfect, just what we wanted. We will find that to be a very much a challenge as time goes on, and I think we're finding that already now.